Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lyke, and how may I help you today?
Is this the Early Health Daily?
How much is the charge for?
$49.89.
Yeah, I'll just have to, you'll have to give me your information, and then once I pull the charge up, I can tell you what they're billing you for.
It's called Grab Bites.
All right, what's your zip
code? I was tricked. It was a total scam. My zip code is 92201.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Barbara Keene, K-U-E-H-N.
One second, I'm just waiting on the system. It's spinning here. It's a little slow. All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
49275 Douglas Street, Indio, California, 92201.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. Looks like you were showing, do you recall taking a survey to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Right.
All right, so and what did you say happened?
And then at the end, it asked if I wanted to, like, order some CBD product or anything, and I clicked no thanks. And when I clicked no thanks, it says, you just ordered this food stuff or whatever, and it charged it to my account.
Okay, so in the order, well, the $49.89, that's for not a diet part, it's for a meal planning app subscription. So whenever you sign
up, that's what
get,
I got. That's what it said I got. That's what I ordered when I said no thank you.
Yeah, well, whenever, the only way that you can sign up for the Dyson vacuum is you have to be automatically enrolled in that subscription. So that means if you don't want to pay them, then you don't sign up because they're going to enroll you in it.
Oh, it didn't say anything about that in the whole thing. It doesn't tell you anything about that. But I don't need either one. I don't need the phone, and I don't need the vacuum cleaner. I mean, not the phone, the food. I need the credit back on my account.
I'm sorry about that. Whenever, like I said, whenever you sign up for that, you automatically are enrolled in that. So that means once they're bigger, they're not going to take that off.
They're not going to what?
They're not going to take it off because when you sign up to do the survey for the vacuum, you automatically are enrolled in that subscription. So that means if you don't want to pay it, you don't sign up because they're going to bill you for it.
Okay, well, how do I get my money back?
They don't do refunds.
That's ridiculous. All companies do refunds, especially when there's false advertisement. It didn't even say anything about a food subscription whatsoever. No subscription at all. Nothing within the whole entire thing that I did didn't mention that. It was until the very, very end when I clicked no thank you that it clicked, you just got a subscription to this. It's a total scam.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that. Did I give you the cancellation number?
No, you didn't give me anything. You just said that they won't give me my money back.
Oh, okay. Would you like to write it down or check it through your email?
Can you give me the number? You want to check my email or are you going to give me the cancellation number? Because my emails, this is coming up under spam in my emails. It's not even coming up under my regular emails.
Yes. Like I said, just give the email sometime. If you want to, you can write that number down if you would like.
Yeah. Yes, I'd like to write down the number. So what does this cancellation mean? What am I canceling? I'm canceling the subscription?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. Yeah, that's what you canceled, and it's canceled out.
Okay, but I don't get my money back.
That is correct, yes.
That's not right.
I'm sorry. You said you didn't see it until after you had already signed it, because it's supposed to be on there before you submitted.
No,
you know.
There was nothing on there whatsoever. Nothing, or else I would have never even done it. It said the beginning was Walmart's selling out these Dysons for $2. They have to get rid of them. Fill out this survey, see if you won the Dyson vacuum cleaner. Said Walmart. It didn't say anything about food whatsoever. I'm not that stupid.
Oh, yes, I definitely understand that.
They must think their customers are stupid if they don't refund them their money. I already put a cancel with my credit card to stop payment, but I want to make sure that they give me my money back.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. Like I said, you have to be careful. Make sure you're reading all this information when you sign up.
I did read every single thing on there.
Oh, and you didn't see anything about that part?
Nothing. The last thing I need is a food subscription, especially for $49. I'm on fucking food stamps.
Oh, okay.
Can't afford $50, and I don't even know how often they send it. They probably send it weekly or something ridiculous like that. What's the cancellation number?
Give me 1 second. Let me go back for you.
And then they don't give you a chance to contact customer service. I tried contacting. They only have an email for their customer service, and I sent them 2 emails. But The emails, they're only available from 6 to 6. So I had to wait till today, from 9 to 6 or something like that. I had to wait till 9 o'clock this morning to finally contact you guys.
Oh, God.
And then I got the phone number from the credit card company. It was not in their information.
Yes. All right. Let me go ahead and give you that cancellation number. C is in Charlie.
Okay.
It's 920.
920.
920. All right.
Is that it?
Yes, ma'am, and just check your email. Just give it some time to generate. And it's like you said, sometimes check your spam, too. Sometimes it goes in there.
Okay. But there's no way of getting my money back.
Well, no, ma'am. That's the policy for everyone who signs up for these surveys.
That's ridiculous.
I'm not sure, because so like you said, you didn't see it. Then we have other customers call in. They'll say, oh, I see it. I read at the bottom. I mean, and you all get the same information. All the advertisements are the same. So I'm not sure, you know, why some are saying they see it and some don't.
Maybe it's where they saw it. I saw it. Mine was like on Facebook or something like that. And I guess Walmart has nothing to do with it, huh?
Well, that part, well, usually whatever ad it comes through, like usually Walmart would send it to you as far as you taking the survey part. After that, it switches to our company, and then we're the ones who actually ship it to you. and tell you about, you know, like the terms, and if you don't cancel, we're going to bill you type thing. Yes.
Yeah, but they billed me immediately. Not,
yes,
we're
ma'am.
Going to bill you.
Yeah,
the second it was done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Yeah, that's why I said, yeah, they bill. As soon as you, that's why I told you, as soon as you sign up, they're going to bill. That's why I said, so if you don't want to pay it, do not sign up, because as soon as you sign up, yeah, they're going to bill you.
But I didn't sign up for anything. I hadn't even finished all the information that they asked for. As soon as they got the credit card number, bam, I was charged. You're
yes,
working
ma'am.
For a terrible company.
I'm so sorry. Alexis, see, we don't do the advertising part. We just do the billing. Yeah, so the way it's set up and stuff like that, yeah. Yeah, that's a total different department. We just know, you know, what you sign up for and how it's presented. But, of course, like you said, you didn't see it, which I will let them know that. I'll tell them you said that you didn't see this until after you had signed up. You had no idea. You know, that you were getting that until after you had put your information in, because it's supposed to be before, not after.
Yeah, there was nothing whatsoever. If it would have said something like that,
mm-hmm.
I would have stopped immediately and I wouldn't have put my credit card number in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I do have some intelligence in this brain.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm telling you, I don't blame you. I would have did the same. I would have been like, oh, no. I mean, that's a lot of money a month, you know.
Yeah, it is.
To come out every month.
There'd
I mean,
be someone that's on, you know, I'm on Social Security
mm-hmm.
and food stamps.
Which most people are. Yes, I do understand that. But like I said, just be careful. Like I tell people, whenever you see these surveys, like I tell them, you read this stuff. I mean, be careful. Make sure you know exactly what you're, you know, getting when you, before you put your information, read in, everything. Even though I know you're saying you read it, but yeah, just be careful.
Yeah, I have no clue what I'm getting. All I know is it says grab bites. That's all I know.
Oh, it's, you're not going to receive anything. What it is, it's, that's just the name of it. It's an app that you download on your phone. Just like if you wanted to lose weight, you would just, it's like a tracker.
Will it be? It's a tracker. You don't even get any food for the $49?
No, ma'am. You just basically track your calories and the foods you're eating. You're not going to receive anything for that.
See, that's even a bigger scam, because it makes it sound like you're going to get like a package of food monthly. And then at the very end, after they charged my card, they even said, you don't lose weight from it. It had like a list of questions, and one of the questions was, can you lose weight from doing this? And it said, most people don't lose weight. So it's not even for that.
I definitely understand.
Yeah, I didn't read anything about an app or anything like that.
Yeah, usually it should, like, when you take that survey and it tells you, like, about the shipping, it's usually listed towards the bottom of the page, and you're saying you didn't see anything about that.
No.
Because I've had people to go back and re-pull it up, and they'll say, oh, you know what, you're right, I didn't see it. It was at the bottom, you know, the terms and conditions, but I'm assuming you probably can't go back since you've already submitted it.
Right. Yeah, the page is totally lost. I have no way of getting to where that was at.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
I'm going with you on that, yes, ma'am. But like I said, just be careful. If you see one of those next time, then you'll know to make sure you
I
read
knew
everything.
It's too good to be true.
That's what I tell
yeah.
people. I was like, I said, these are really nice gifts, so if someone says, oh, it's $1, $2, I mean, come on, those things cost hundreds of dollars. You know, those iPads and those nice vacuums. So I would have been like,
yeah,
I mean,
I've seen those
yeah.
before. Where,
that,
oh, you
the
get
vacuum.
It for free, you just pay for shipping.
I
and then
know.
Later
mm-hmm.
it says, if you like to, if you end up liking it, then we charge you for it. You do get it for free for like 30 days, and then they charge you for it. The original price.
Yes, but only because trust me, it's had, like I said, I even did it before, like years ago, not anytime recent, but you know, like years ago. So I definitely know how it is. Same thing. I just didn't read it. I'm not going to say I didn't see it. I don't think I read it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for talking to me.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.